Testing 1, 2, 3. Is this thing on?
Are we on?
We're on.
No, we're on already.
Free. Only one will be free. We huddle close. Hang on to a dream.
Happy July 4th, Carolina.
Oh, that's right. Today's July 4th, right? Wow.
Why do you think I'm playing this?
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God.
Coming to America. Never looking back again. They're coming to America.
I was going to play Tom Petty, too. I figured you like this one. You know, American Girl.
I don't like this song. You know why?
I told you liked this song.
I don't like
this song.
You
told me you liked it.
I don't like the song.
What the heck happened?
You know why I don't like it?
Why?
That's when the scary movie I watch with Jodie Foster.
Where that's in this? Oh, this is in Silence of the Lambs?
Exactly.
Oh, that's
freaks
right.
Freaks me out, man.
Okay, I'll turn it off. All right, sorry.
Yeah. This song I like. Oh, wow.
I forgot that the Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, yeah.
All right, thanks.
Nah. Oh my gosh, July 4th, guys. It's a Carolina Cadillo Show podcast. I'm Carolina.
Jeff here.
Jeff, I wonder if Webin is up.
No way.
Should I text him real quick?
Tell everybody what time it is.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I came down here at 4:45 in the morning because Jeff just got off the radio.
I said, you know what?
Let me come downstairs. Let's record it and let's see if we can get Webin on because we haven't recorded in a week. We're trying to get better. It's just crazy, Jeff. You know, the work hours, everyone's work hours are different. You know, it's just it's just crazy out there. I think it's still not back to normal outside, right?
No. Well, there's a lot of people on the roads again.
There's more people on the roads.
Life's not back to normal, though.
Life is not back to normal. Actually, in a lot of states, Jeff, it's going backwards again.
It's gotten worse.
It's getting worse. The virus is getting worse.
There are people who will tell you, no, that's because they're doing more testing, but that's not exactly the truth.
As a result, they're going back on their phases of reopening. They're going backwards now. They're not reopening.
They are.
In some states, they're actually shutting down again restaurants.
Yeah, I know. It's scary, isn't it?
Actually, here in New York, though, it's not. We're doing really good.
Yeah, they are.
We're doing really good. I mean, is that going to happen tonight?
No, there's no illegal fireworks shows, but there's no real fireworks shows going on.
Because in my mom's town, yearly fireworks did happen last night. Did happen.
You could go out and see it. You can go watch it.
Yeah, everybody sits in the parking lot. This town park in my mom's town.
Really? Do they sound bad as these do?
No, they sound good.
You're like the worst fireworks ever.
I know. Where'd you get those? Hold on. Hey Siri, I'm gonna text Webin real quick. All right?
Don't text him.
He's not waking up right now for you. Can we call? I'm gonna say. Hold on.
What's with you, bitch? Why are you calling me now?
Hold on. He's not. Keep talking.
I'll keep talking. But hey, it's July 4th, everybody. It really is July 4th. Hopefully, you'll hear this on July 4th. Our friend Tracy will get this up on the air for you today. It won't be dated anyhow, but listen to it for the weekend. It'll be up for the weekend.
Jeff, do you think that people are getting nastier with the mask situation going
on? Oh, there's a big fight. Did you see they kicked the guy off the plane last night?
Yes, I saw that. Yeah. But I see that, Jeff, because I've gone to a couple stores now where people are actually taking their masks off in the stores, and I get so annoyed that I have to walk out the stores. But then you see security in some stores doesn't really enforce it, and I don't know why.
I can't hack people telling me it's freedom. I'm sorry, but guess what? The government tells you to wear a seatbelt, and you do it. Right?
Exactly.
The government bans cigarette. They ban cigarette advertising to kind of get you away from smoking. So sometimes the government does good things. Telling you to wear a mask is not a political thing. Trump tries to make it political, okay? Because he won't wear one.
And yesterday he was all over the news.
He's got the virus. Sorry, he's got the virus.
Guess who has the virus, Jeff?
I saw Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Yes,
that is Donald Trump Jr.'s girlfriend. People claim Donald Trump Jr. might not really need a girlfriend, but anyway, I'm not going to go there. But that's what I've heard. But that's a rumor. Nonetheless, Kimberly Guilfoyle has the virus. I bet Trump has the virus. I bet Donald Trump probably has the virus.
Do you think he did have it?
He's either had it or has it. Would he ever tell anybody? No, he's going to lie about it.
Yeah, but he looks okay lately. I mean, you know,
looks horrible.
You see him all the time. But I'm saying, you know, it's not like he's got a fever, he's got a cough, nothing like that.
Right.
Maybe he's just I don't know. I just don't know.
He's got permanent
Donald
damage.
Donald Trump Jr. definitely is getting definitely getting tested, right? If he's not,
oh yeah,
not already, right? And then he sees his father all the time.
Of course,
and
I
they
know.
Hug each other.
So is that girl, that Kimberly Guilfoyle, is like always there. She was in love with Trump for years when she was on Fox. But, if you don't know who she is, Google her. She's good looking. She's got nice legs. She looks a little. I don't want to say used. That's not nice when you say that about a woman. She looks a little, like she's
that's
been,
not nice.
She looks a little, you know, like she's been around the
tired?
Block. A little tired. She's been around the block a few times.
She's traveling a lot. She's
doing a lot. She ain't traveling a lot. She's traveling from motel. It looks like from motel to motel.
The no-tell motel.
Yeah.
So I think the mask situation is still not under control. Because
just wear your mask in public. It's pretty simple.
I don't mean that, okay? I mean in the fact that we probably will be wearing masks till, I say, January. What do you think?
Oh, I think we're going to wear masks. I think you're going to see masks on people even after the virus is cured. I think you're going to see people.
Oh, I see that too. But for the public, wear masks. It's going to last a couple of months more.
It's going to go through the end of the year at least.
Yeah, so the reason I'm asking is because I'm trying to get masks done for our podcaster, right?
Yeah.
And a normal mask would cost maybe $2. Well, $3 at the most.
These are made out of cloth, though, right? They're not the cheapy masks.
Yeah, but when I used to see masks,
are you yawning?
Yeah, I was yawning. My God, it's 4:45.
It's 5:08.
I went to bed at midnight.
Good morning, everybody. 5:08 in the morning. Here's the morning zoo.
Yeah, but Jeff, the prices they quote for an individual mask.
Right, because they have to set up
$7 or $8.
They have to set up the printing. That's why. That costs money.
Oh, my God. It's a lot of money. So, anyway, anyone know a cheap printer? Just let us
know.
Cheap
printer.
What did we want last time? Oh, an air conditioner, right?
Yeah, we didn't get that.
No one called us. Anyway, if you know a cheap printer, let us know because we want to print at least 200 masks.
Do you think you can print on those crappy blue masks that everybody wears? The one that makes you look like you're a surgeon?
Unless you got a stamp. You know, a stamp you can stamp on.
Why don't we just stamp those
then?
That's
a good idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you're right.
How about just putting a sticker on it? How about we get Jackson to draw on it? Our child who calls people, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Who uses my phone to call people while I'm asleep and Carolina is supervising him.
No, I was actually folding laundry, okay? Then
okay.
All of a sudden, Jackson had Jeff's iPad. And I don't know what happened. What happened? No, what happened, Jeff? I put him in his crib, which in like a couple of months, he will not be in a crib. He'll be in a big boy bed in a couple of months, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so Jeff's sleeping because he worked all night. He was on the air. So I said, I got to jump in the shower because I had to go somewhere, right?
Right.
So I said, okay, Jackson, I put him in his crib with an iPad and his bottle. Usually he does that. By the way, bottle away will be done soon. But anyway, so all of a sudden, I come out of the shower, take him out of the crib. And the cops pounding on our door. I'm like, what the hell?
Suffolk County police officers.
And I had a towel. By the way, one was really cute, by the way. I didn't want to say that.
They're pretty young, those guys.
They were young guys. I was like, wow. So I'm like, oh, my God, they're pounding. I'm like, yes. Who called the police? No one did. I'm like, hold on a second. I looked at Jackson. He was still on the iPad playing whatever games he plays, all right?
Yeah.
And I said, Jeff, get up, because I'm in a towel. Jeff is like, what happened?
I'm on 4 hours sleep at that point.
Jeff gets up, he's in his shorts, and he talks to goes to the cops, and what did he say?
Well, it turns out the cops said that your contractor got a phone call from you, so Jackson called our air conditioner guy, and when the air conditioner guy answered the phone, Jackson was saying, wake up, Daddy, wake up. Wake up, Daddy, wake up.
Oh,
wake up, Daddy, wake up.
That's right.
So the air conditioner guy looked at the caller ID and said, oh, my God, this is Jeff, who I looked, you know, he was here, I know this guy. So he hung up, called the police and said, hey, listen, I got a phone call from this guy's son. And apparently, the father's in distress. So the cops came by. The cops exactly what they told me. They said, you're a contractor. They didn't say air conditioning guy. But I figured out when I looked at my phone, you can make calls if my iPad is in the vicinity of your the phone.
I don't know if he made a phone call.
Yes, he did.
I just don't know how he did it. I just don't know how he did it. Yeah.
He went to my contacts in the iPad somehow. And he made a phone call.
Oh, my God. How embarrassing. Jeff, does that go on our record, though, that cops were at our home?
No. You know what? I can see how he did. Okay, FaceTime. Oh, there you go. FaceTime, a phone call to the air conditioning guy.
Oh, my God.
By the way, he also called my mother's friend, Abby.
I saw. I hung up. I said, "What are you doing?"
He calls people all the time.
Oh my God!
You gotta keep the iPad away from him.
Oh gosh. Anyway, listen, guys. So let's go back to masks. All right, Jeff.
Masks. Yes. Back to the masks.
So the reason I'm mentioning masks again is that. Oh my God! I hate this. Hold on a second.
What happened? Something happened to your phone?
In Germany, okay, Jeff?
Yeah.
In order to get people to wear masks, they have on the subway. People are not wearing masks on a subway in Germany. Mm-hmm. So what they've started a no deodorant campaign. You are not allowed to wear deodorant on the subways in Germany. And that's so you'll be smelly and you'll be forced to wear your mask.
Oh, wow.
I like that idea,
I wonder how
they'll
enforce that. Will they have someone going around sniffing armpits?
Anyway, this is...
Let me smell your pits.
But they said it's such a foul odor. All right, a foul odor. So people are actually wearing... It's actually working. People are wearing their masks.
Well, I know a lot of Europeans don't use deodorant.
No, they don't.
It's
no,
a different thing than us. Don't,
yeah, like Matthew McConaughey.
No, he doesn't wear deodorant. No. He looks smelly.
He does look smelly. So does... you know who else... what's her name from Pretty Woman?
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts. Because they claim it can cause cancer.
The ammonia.
Yes, exactly.
The ammonia. So. I forgot what it's called. The ammonium sulfate or something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know who never wore deodorant and never took a shower? Dick Donker.
Who's Dick Donker?
Dick Donker was our exchange student that lived in our house from Holland.
Oh, and Dick Donker.
He sounds like a porn star, right?
He does.
Dick was a nice guy, but he would get in the shower and come out dry.
Ew.
Like he hated this American thing of showering. He just hated it, I could tell.
How long did he shower for?
A couple minutes. But
did he come out. Did he smell?
Yeah, he smelled. He stunk.
And what did your mother...
He didn't live with us for long. He wasn't in our house for long.
Oh, wow. And you said you had girls, too, living in your house, right?
No, we had French girls. They didn't live with us, but they stayed with us temporarily.
For how long temporarily?
They showered together.
Oh, my God.
These two 16-year-old French girls.
What did your brother say?
My brother wasn't there. He was in college.
Oh, okay.
What did I say? I was right outside the door.
That was dumb.
Trying to make a keyhole. We didn't have a keyhole, but I was trying to make one. I said to my mother, did they go in the shower together?
Oh, my gosh.
My mother said, yeah, they did. One girl's name was Claude, I remember. She had a very unromantic French name.
Claude.
It's like a guy's name. But she was hot, though. Oh, I was 16 or 15. She was 16 with a friend. Are they getting in the shower together?
Oh, my
so,
God.
So you know who I see is selling? Like, everybody's selling masks.
Everybody's selling masks.
Playboy magazine doesn't publish anymore. They just stopped publishing their official.
Are they still around?
They're only on the internet now.
Okay.
But Playboy has masks you can buy with the bunny rabbit on it.
So, yeah, I have a couple of people that have designed our logo, Jeff. It looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Revolver Podcast, I think they should buy them.
Maybe Revolver can buy us some masks.
Jack Hobbs. Tracy.
I think I'm going to send Jack Hobbs an email about that. You know, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I know, right? Anyway, hey, listen, Jeff. Guess who's getting divorced? Am I in trouble?
Who's getting divorced?
Favorite country singer.
Blake Shelton?
Kacey Musgraves.
She already?
Has just filed for divorce.
Wow. Yeah. 2 years she's been married, right?
That's it?
How long?
Hold on a second. Let me see.
Oh, really?
I didn't see the story. I didn't read it. I just...
Wow.
Let me see.
I got to call my friend Dave like right away and tell him that. Dave's
3 years.
In love with her.
3 years.
3 years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She didn't seem like the marrying kind this early in life.
How old is she?
30.
Really? Okay. Well... Come on, there's a lot of people that last a long time. How old are your parents when they got married?
In their late 20s, I believe.
Oh, okay.
25, mid 20s, 25. My mother was 23. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow, Kacey Musgraves, huh? Get a divorce.
What else is going on, Jeff?
What else is going on?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Let's go with the virus real quick.
Wow.
In some states, a lot of young people have coronavirus parties. Have you heard that one?
Yeah, and then
see who gets the virus first.
Oh, that's terrible because there's people that are just going to get sick.
Yeah, they said the majority of people who are now getting tested, Jeff, are 20 and 30 year olds now.
Well, did you see how many people got sick at the Trump rally from Tulsa? Like tons and tons of people got sick at that rally.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, and Herman Cain, who was remember he ran against Trump, wasn't he the pizza guy? He owns Godfather Pizza, I believe. Herman Cain.
Oh yeah.
I don't think he serves in the administration, but he He got the COVID after attending the Tulsa rally.
See, they don't make a big deal about this.
Kimberly Guilfoyle, who we said got COVID, she was at the rally.
Okay, there you go.
So
there
many people at this rally, they weren't wearing masks.
But Jeff, they're not making a big deal about it on the news because, you know,
no,
it's...
because people say, oh, look, the media is going up to drop the fake media, the fake news. Okay, it's not the fake news, all right? This guy is crazy. He's crazy. I don't want to go off on Carolina's podcast, but that's it for my Trump.
Hey, listen,
that's it for this guy.
If you have a pet, okay,
a
dog, a cat, a horse, a mule living at home with you.
A mule.
I'm just saying, okay?
You had a donkey, didn't you, in your backyard as a child?
Yes, Jeff, I did. I had chickens, too, okay?
Okay.
Listen, guys, if you have a pet, you've been quarantined with your pet for months and months and months, and now you have to go back to work, you know, part-time, your dog could suffer owner anxiety,
like
separation
anxiety.
Exactly.
I can totally see that.
Yeah. So there's a lot of doctors are recommending that you leave the TV on, leave a photo of yourself
because they got used to being home.
Exactly.
By the way, I found a recording of Carolina's house back in 1992 as a child.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Where is it?
I don't know why it's not playing though. Hold
what
on.
What do you mean a recording of my house?
I found a recording inside your house back from years ago. There it is.
Very funny, Jeff.
There it is. Yeah.
Very funny. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
that sounds like it's on repeat for some reason. But that's,
yes, that was my house. Yeah, that was actually my room where Jeff would sleep sometimes.
This was my pool in the backyard. I had Flipper. I always wanted a dolphin. Then
oh
I found
my
out.
God.
Then I swam with them. Then I found out it was cruel to swim with them.
Jeff.
Remember on our honeymoon?
Yeah, you did. Remember?
I swam.
Oh, that's right.
I did the dolphin experience. I pet them.
Oh, my God. That's
but
did.
But they trapped them in weird ways. It's horrible.
Yeah, but you had a good time. God,
yeah, gosh. But now I think about it. It's really sucky.
So in August, we'll be celebrating Jackson's third birthday and our wedding anniversary, too.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, but Jackson is officially going to become a three-nager.
Is that a new phrase?
That's what they call them. People who have three-year-olds will tell you.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, because...
I've never heard of
that. Because you know how they have the terrible twos?
Uh-huh.
Many people will tell you, including our neighbor. Remember I was talking to our neighbor, Nicole?
Yeah.
And Nicole said to me, she said, forget the twos. She said, the threes are the worst.
Really?
Yeah, and then I talked to my friend Dempsey from work last night.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, I got a, I said, Jackson's like, I said, he's haywire, man. He's running all over the place. He's like nonstop.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Dempsey says, how old is he? I said, he's going to be three in August. He says, oh, you got a three-nager.
Oh, really?
So Dempsey, thank you, Dempsey, for turning me onto the phrase.
But
I go online, you can buy T-shirts all over the place.
A three-nager?
Oh, I'm buying shirts.
Oh, gosh. Because I was reading a story, Jeff, about a man. And he has two girlfriends or two wives.
Uh-huh.
And they're both pregnant.
Really?
And the phrase for that couple is a thruple. I didn't know that. Did you know that?
No, I've never heard of a thruple.
That's in Utah. I didn't know there's a lot of thruples in Utah.
Well, Utah, you know, the Mormons have multiple wives,
yeah, but
right?
I know that was a phrase, though.
Wouldn't you feel weird, though, if you were one woman and you found out that he used that thing on another woman to get her pregnant, like
oh
at the same time
oh,
almost?
Oh, please. You'd be in so much trouble.
I wouldn't have it anymore, right?
No, you wouldn't have anything anymore. I'd be out of there.
It'd be chopped off.
And one more thing, Jeff. There's a radio station.
Yeah.
Where's this radio station? There's a radio station. I don't know where it is. Heck, I'm trying to read the story. Features DJs from senior homes across the United States.
Senior DJs.
Yes. It's run by seniors, and the DJs are seniors.
Really? Hold on. I think I have that station. Let me tune in right now.
And, Jeff, they dedicate a lot of songs to the... their friends who are no longer here.
Really?
They get people to talk about
their
friends.
Oh, that's going to be really happy, you know?
Yeah.
Here's the number one hit on that station.
Probably.
But they play it at this speed so that everybody can handle it. Wait, then they play it like, sorry, but the wrong one. There you go. And then at the end of every show, it's like this. Oh, that's so sad, man.
Anyway, yeah, it is. So they a lot of songs are dedicated to people, friends they've lost to the coronavirus or have just passed away.
It's got to be horrible. Yeah. What, do you want to kill people? Listen,
I know.
To it and the listeners die.
Oh,
by the way, they just for New York City people, they're reopening the High Line, the thing you can walk on.
Really?
The High Line?
Yeah, I've never been there.
Neither have I, but they're opening only one entrance. All the other entrances are going to be exits. You can only go on Gansevoort Street, the one big exit there,
Jeff,
big entrance.
How about Hudson Yards? Is that open?
I don't think that's open right now.
Yeah.
I don't think that's open.
People don't know. Jeff, what is Hudson Yards?
It's a big structure you can climb with stairs.
It's crazy, crazy.
And there's restaurants and stuff. I don't think that's open, though, yet.
Because it's so...
It can't be, unless you can eat outside.
Because it's so... It's so, you know, what do you want to say? It's so...
Why? You're in tight quarters.
Exactly.
That's what you're saying.
Exactly.
Restaurants
are reopening now? They're far away. They're distant, like maybe one... Every other table at.
Right, right.
But I don't know. Do you still feel comfortable?
Eating inside?
Yeah.
I'd rather not eat inside.
Me too.
I will still... We ate outside the other night under a tent.
I felt okay.
Yeah. The wait staff has masks on. They have masks on when they come to your table. Okay?
Yeah,
They don't keep the masks on when they go inside.
No, of course not. No, of course, I don't think so.
They're taking them off, right?
No, because I was seeing that the inside entrance, they had their masks off.
Did they really?
Yeah. I saw one or two.
Yeah. So they're going to come to your table after, you know, they're not going to come to your table.
Yeah.
Did you see the story with the guy in the airplane? He wouldn't get, he refused to put his mask on once he got on the plane. He started saying it was all about freedom. Oh, God.
Get off the plane.
In an airplane.
Go home.
In a tight space airplane.
Oh, my God.
And American Airlines
me?
Is getting some crap, too, because American Airlines says they're going to start booking full flights again.
I saw that.
People don't want to sit next to each other right now.
I don't want to sit next to you.
No.
I don't want to sit next to you.
You want to sit next to me.
Not you. I'm not talking about you specifically. It's just I do not want to sit next to you.
Fine.
Please.
Did we talk about my shoulder surgery in this podcast?
No. Oh, my gosh.
I need rotator cuff surgery.
That's another thing.
Ouch.
So I will be doing everything.
Mommy and daddy.
Mommy and daddy duties like for the next couple of months, right, Jeff?
Well, apparently 6 months, but I haven't scheduled the surgery yet. I heard this hurts. Do you know anybody who's had it?
Oh,
call me.
Oh, my God.
Call me. Have you had it? 516.
Are you on a lot of painkillers after that?
637-3254. Do you have any extra drugs?
Oh, stuff.
Send them right here. I'll give the address out right on the podcast.
516-637-3254. If you want to reach us, you want to call us, you want to email us, CarolinaCadillo@gmail.com.
Yeah.
CarolinaCadillo@gmail.com.
Carolina Cadillo.
Everyone says I go a little too fast when I say that email.
Caroline Cadillo, right?
Yeah. Let me see. I'm all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Carolina Cadillo. 516-637-3254. Again, if you know a printer, because we really want to get these masks done, because again, we're going to be wearing masks probably definitely until
next
the end
couple
of
years.
Yeah, next couple
of
years.
I think at least through 2021. Because
not
everybody is going to get the vaccine. That's the next. Trust me on the next controversy. Ready?
Well, I'm not getting that vaccine. The government's not going to make me get a vaccine.
I would like to get tested though. Just to see.
I got tested last week. I don't have.
You did?
I got the blood test at the doctor. I don't have coronavirus. I didn't have coronavirus. I'm not going to a house with 18 people in it this weekend. No, thank you.
No, thanks. No, we're celebrating here with our child and doing our own little fireworks in the backyard, right?
You know, and that's illegal, but maybe.
Oh.
You know what I'd like
firework.
To do? You know, I don't subscribe to Disney Plus, but they're streaming Hamilton.
Yes, I saw that. Yeah,
and you know, I read the reviews. Like it's the show. But they and I saw from the first row, but I didn't see the original cast. But the first row was insane. Okay,
I'm so
my
mad.
Wife did not
I,
go.
I couldn't go. I was working.
My God, crazy! Wouldn't get off from work to go
oh,
to
God.
Hamilton.
I should have went.
They're saying it loses something on the small screen.
Of course it does.
You know, but
it's different seeing something on screen than actually seeing it live.
Yeah,
but anyway, that is streaming
I'd love
now.
To check it out anyhow, though.
I want to see it anyway. I want to see it anyway on Disney Plus, right?
Yeah, Disney Plus, which I was going to subscribe to for Jackson when he officially becomes a teenager.
Oh, my gosh.
Teenager.
Hey, guys, listen, Jeff, we're out of here, okay?
Yeah, Jeff Jensen Show, at Jeff Jensen Show on Twitter. What did I do? At Jeff Jensen on Twitter, The Real Jeff Jensen on Instagram, Jeff Jensen on Facebook, 516-637-3254. 516-637-3254.
Bye-bye.
I can't believe Casey's getting a divorce. Hey, Casey, I'm here.
Yes, okay.
My wife gives me a pass for you.
We're not going to be a throuple, that's for sure.
I'd throuple with her, no problem.
Not with me.
Come on.
Goodbye. Bye, guys. We love you. Listen, have a safe, happy 4th of July. Que lo pasen bien con la familia, pero por favor, cuídense. Usa las máscaras. We love you, and we'll see you in a couple of days, right? We'll record again, right?
Next week. Don't play with fireworks, everybody.
No.
Really don't, even though I have. JJ to DJ at optonline.net, all right? That's Casey Musgraves. The Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.